This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Three divorces.
How is it that I am here?
Resident know-it-all Danielle Murr with headlines.
I would love to have a nice guy, and I want the house and the white picket fence and the white Audi and the driveway and the kids and everything's perfect and photo shoots and yay.
Yo, bae.
I'm going to put up a fight so I don't look like a hoe.
And Starfleet Academy reject Mike Hsu.
Monkey didn't fly a spaceship, ladies don't have balls.
I went frisbee golfing. Because I got high.
I'm going to have a boner the whole time.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It's sad that they don't have a wife.
They invited a drag queen to career day.
This is not real! But it is!
I'm a mess.
I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this because that happened.
Rapid recovery from the throat thing that I had yesterday.
Yeah. Good for you.
That's not code. Yeah. I literally had something that was ailing in the throat area, but I will not be croaking my way through this Tuesday program.
Glad to see that you also survived your tubing experience.
Yes. Yes.
Can we talk about that at some point?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, I never wanted to reveal this on the air, but the reason that I purchased the silver puffy jacket for myself and then passed it off as a Christmas gift for my family was because I knew I was going to go tubing with my fellow employees from the Battle Road Brewing Company. So I wanted to, but you know what? You notice that I'm not limping. I didn't injure myself. And that's because
I didn't go down a tube.
I just stood outside in the freezing cold and
just
watched.
Just waved at everybody.
Yes. Yeah, took some
good
video.
Job. Yeah. Wow, that was crazy. What an incredible run.
I get, you know me, I get scared of a lot of, I have a lot of irrational fears. I don't know. I was scared to go tubing last night. I'll admit it. I'll be the first to admit it. But anyway, we have a lot to cover over the next 4 hours, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be a participant in today's show, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. That is 617-764-9223, and if it is easier for you to text your comment to us, the text line is 97107. Let me give you the weather for today right off the bat. This morning, it is going to be partly sunny, and the temperature is going to get to 35 for a high today. It is cold this morning. It is currently 21 outside our studios here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. I will tell you, however, that for the first time in 2019, there is a dire prediction of total and utter whiteout conditions when it comes to the forecast. And it's for Saturday, late Saturday night into Sunday, which I think a lot of you may have Monday off. So not so. Yes. Monday's a holiday. So why else would they have the day off?
I guess I meant to say what is the holiday?
It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Which we don't get on.
Yes, we do.
We get it off.
We don't get Columbus Day off.
You've been back to work for one day. You're already worried about whether you get days off or not? Put a little sweat. Get a little sweat going, will you?
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like it may be significant snow that is falling Saturday into Sunday. There is also a bit of a wintry storm thing that is predicted for Thursday night into Friday morning, but it's not going to accumulate as much. And I don't know if you saw or not, but when it comes to Bestie and the single greatest football team in the history of pigskin, the temperature that is predicted for Sunday night's AFC championship game may well be the coldest at which they have ever played a game at Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh. Yeah.
It is. It's going to be zero, not wind chill, not real feels. It is going to be 0 degrees when the Patriots and the Chiefs take that field on Sunday night at 6:40.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize Kansas City is a cold place.
Well, do you want to?
You think like when you think about Kansas City, you think south. And I played there. I played there when I was in the Sharks organization. And
it gets cold.
Oh,
yeah.
It gets New England cold.
Do you want to change your bold prognostication regarding the two touchdowns? Do you think that maybe the Patriots win by three or four touchdowns?
Ninko backed me up yesterday.
Ninko was he
said they were going to win by eight.
Yeah, eight. You were
14.
Yeah, so, you were calling for
a safety and a field goal, and I'm the man.
I think Minko has. I think Ninko. Wait, did I call him Minko?
Wearing a mink coat.
I think Ninko's off too. I think it's a field goal. I don't believe.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be close. That's a high powered offensive machine. Those Kansas City Chiefs. So. All right. We have a lot happening on the show this morning, and that includes a brand new game, which I think you're going to need to shower after, and it is called R. Kelly Lyric or Not.
No.
And we will do that at 7:50 this morning. So if you'd like to win some kind of a prize, you can win it if you can determine whether the words that I am sharing with you are an R. Kelly lyric, are unfortunately an R. Kelly lyric or not. So that'll happen at 7:50. And I have just learned there is breaking R. Kelly news this morning, which Danielle will share with you coming up in just a little bit. At 8, we are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message right now on any topic that is on your mind or anything that we have been discussing this morning or yesterday, and the Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your voicemail messages back coming up at 8. This is John up first this morning on the Framingham Ford studio line. Greetings, John.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, just wondering if you saw any of the footage of the people standing in line in Kansas City for tickets yesterday. It looked like they were standing in, like, northern Russia.
I did. It was like Siberia. Yeah. Yes, I know. I know. I did. which a texter says this is a disadvantage for Bestie because he has arthritis.
Oh, he does not suffer. The lumbago's going to act up.
He does not suffer from lumbago, arthritis, shingles. He's not that old. He's only in his low 40s. All right, so it's not an advantage for Patrick. Well, it's probably an advantage for the young guy. The young guys can handle the cold better than the old guys. So, all right. Coming up in just a moment, environmentalists demand to know how many ocean creatures will die as a result of all the fast food that our president bought yesterday. It's the fast food containers that are killing our fish. Also, a legendary duo has offered to host the Oscars, and if the Academy accepts, it is going to smell like a rope factory fire in their shoe. And also during the news, we will get to TV news smokes under attack.
Yo, no. What?
Yes, all of that coming up next on today's Hillman Morning Show. Well, congratulations to Metallica. They have, Mike Hsu was telling me this morning that they have the first Metallica beer coming out. It is called
Enter Night, a collaboration with Stone Brewery.
Big mistake.
Why?
It should have been called Metallica.
Oh.
Okay?
Guy.
I give these things away for free.
Free for a reason.
That's why you're a wily veteran, my friend.
There's no charge. They should have called it Metallica. Now, speaking of humor.
Oh, were we?
Yes, we were. We were speaking of humor at 6:19. Speaking of humor, we were discussing the game time temperature as predicted for Sunday night at Arrowhead Stadium and the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and our beloved New England Patriots. And I was talking about how it is predicted to be the coldest football game ever at Arrowhead. Approximately 0 degrees when they kick off at 6:40. And a texter during the break, a 617 texter, said, with the forecast for Sunday's game, can you just imagine how big Bestie's jacket is going to get by game time? It's going to be gigantic.
I just think it's funny. People, you know, minus 18, well, that's fairly cold.
Well,
I mean, when it gets that cold, it's cold.
Are you saying 0 degrees is not cold, you hardo?
No,
is that
no,
what
no,
I mean?
I'm just saying it's the same thing when we give the weather. Do you have a 50-degree jacket and then you have a 42-degree jacket? Zero. If it's minus 18, how much colder is zero?
Well,
nothing. It's freezing.
I have the same jacket, apparently, that Rose McGowan was wearing yesterday, according to someone.
Oh, really?
According to someone on Twitter.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, this jacket thing, when is it going to end? I got a freaking... My darling children, my lovely wife, gave me a jacket for Christmas, and the abuse is never ending. You know, I had that work thing last night, the holiday party for Battle Road, and we went tubing.
Yeah.
And there were literally people who worked there who said, may I take a selfie with the jacket? Because I know they want to shame me on their on their social media posts. That's what I know. All right. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you can do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. If you would prefer to text, you can text your comment on the text line, which is 97107. Coming up on Thursday's show at 7:30 or thereabouts, it is Stowe 5-0. We will go over some of the felonies that have been committed in my home, my lifelong hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts, in the 495 region. And that'll happen at 7:30 or thereabouts. And at 7:50 Thursday, we will go inside the warped female brain. So if you're a man and you would like some help when it comes to deciphering exactly what is going on in the brain of a woman in your life. Danielle will provide that assistance on Thursday. On Friday's show, for the first time, and probably the way most things go on the show for the last time ever, the Millennial Olympics. And this began because we had learned that a large percentage of those of you in the millennial age category did not know how to operate a can opener. Therefore, we will run many competitors through various Olympic challenges during Friday's show. And one of them will be, I think my favorite category so far is to identify the ancient device. We have we are accumulating right now about 25 ancient devices from the 80s.
Nice.
And you will have to, if you're a millennial, you will have to identify those devices. Now, on Instagram yesterday, a millennial slid into my DMs and asked if she could participate. I told her she had to call, and I think she is on the show early this morning. Is this Christine? Oh, your phone. Of course, as soon as I come to you, you're in a bad area. Are you there, Christine?
Stand still.
Hang on for a moment.
That wouldn't have happened on a landline.
No, you're right. It would not. Right. It would not.
Find a payphone, Christine.
Excuse me. What's a landline?
Yeah. Get the 100-foot cord and walk from the kitchen into your bedroom and then back 3 times. You still have cord left.
All right, Christine. You are going to have to call back when you get to a better area if you would like to get in on all of the action, which is happening on Friday's show.
Now, listen to me. I learned something yesterday that has completely changed my fast food experience.
And what?
I cannot believe that I did not know this, because I'm usually on top of stuff like this, and I'm a chinner.
So this is going to forever change your experience when you are enjoying fast food?
Yes.
Oh, I cannot wait to. I'm sure that Lucid Lindy knows all about it. But
kid, I've been doing that since the beginning of time.
This isn't the 1035, the Mc 1035 or
the GB
1038.
The Mc 1038. This isn't the fact that I shared with many of you that changed your life several years ago when I informed you that you can and should get mac sauce added to any kind of entree that you're ordering from McDonald's.
I never knew that.
It's not that information, right?
No.
Okay.
It does have to do with McDonald's,
though. Okay. Yeah.
The fry box has always had a secret built-in spot for ketchup. You just never realized it.
What?
Right? Yeah. So now think about the box in your mind.
The McDonald's fry box has always had a built-in secret compartment for ketchup.
Correct.
Where it's got to be on the bottom.
No, that's what I thought too initially.
On the inside,
kind of. Picture the box, right?
Yeah, I am.
The back of the box is kind of curved at the top. If you bend that backward and bend the top of the flap up a little bit, you get a ketchup shelf.
Get out of here.
This sounds like one of those sex videos where you're trying to instruct men on what they ought to do with the flap.
The ketchup sutra?
Nobody knew that, I don't think. Why didn't McDonald's tell people that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But somebody posted about it on Twitter, and they're like, hey, FYI, if you haven't seen this little life hack, it's life-changing.
Well, yeah, but it's a fun fact. You know what I mean? Sneaky McSneakster.
All those years, I was just putting the ketchup in the box and making a mess and ketchup all over my steering wheel and my shirt. Yeah. I could have just used the flap.
You didn't have to worry about that.
Very important ketchup-related question. I'm not sure if we've covered this on the show before. We may have, but I need to know. If you're out at a restaurant and you get a plate of fries or fries with your burger or et cetera.
Mayonnaise.
No, not the question.
Sauce.
No, not the question.
Bernays sauce.
No, not
fries and Bernays sauce. Oh. I know call me a one percenter.
Seriously.
But fries and Bernays sauce is the best thing that anybody has ever thought of in the history of French fries. Go ahead, what?
So do you put the ketchup on all of the fries, or do you make a pool of ketchup to the side to dip in?
Pool of ketchup.
Yeah, same.
I'm not a big ketchup fan.
Lyndon?
grab a fork and juice the fries with the ketchup.
Yeah. I'm not a big...
Don't say juice them with ketchup.
All right. Hold on a minute. I think Christine, the potential millennial Olympian, is back on the Framingham Ford studio line, and hopefully the phone is better this time. Hello, Christine.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Can you hear me now? I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So you reached out on the gram yesterday.
Yeah, way to call me out.
Well, listen, I have to tell it like I see it, or call, whatever the phrase is. So, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay, so I just want to address the millennial controversy with regard to age, because there are some people who don't want to be considered a millennial, and so every time I bring this up, they say, no, I am not a millennial. But we have learned that if you were born between 1986 and 1991, I believe. Is that right? Is that the cutoff date, Danielle?
Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure. No, 1996, I think.
Okay.
I think it's the other. I think it's 81 to 96.
81 to 96, yeah.
Okay. If you were born between 1981 and 1996, then you are a millennial, and you qualify, correct, Christine?
Yes, I was born in 89.
Okay. Now...
So you're saying I have a chance.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Christine.
Are you available on Friday morning to be in here with your fellow Olympians?
I am.
Okay. I cannot reveal the challenges that you will go through, but we have alluded to several of them. And I think that when it comes to trying to identify certain ancient artifacts that one does not use anymore in an office or at home, then you will be challenged. So you will join your fellow millennials in here. I hope. Do you have your own mode of transportation? Or I ask everybody this, but will your parents be dropping you off? Do you live at home? Like, what's your scenario?
I do have a car. I do. It's a little tight.
Okay.
But I got it.
You didn't answer the live at home question.
I mean, I have a home.
Okay. Do you live on your own, Christine?
I do.
All right. Do. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Okay.
I know. I might be a little advanced, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you know how the perverts are who listen to this show. If they want to follow you on the gram, how do they find you?
My name is Christine Obscene. It's Christine with a K.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, we'll see you here. Wait, say that again. I got one pervert who stopped driving so he could write it down.
Christine with a K and then Obscene. No punctuation, no dashes, no nothing.
And nice. That's not your given last name, correct, Obscene?
No, that is not my last name.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
We shall see you on Friday. Hang on, though, because they got to get some information from you. All right. So big news on ketchup. We will take more millennial Olympian candidates as the show moves on. Here's a text that says, I knew this was going to happen. I was born in 1981, and I refuse to be a millennial. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this
it's
is the
just,
way it is,
you God. Are. You are one.
Fact.
You are
one. Yeah. Factor.
Everybody gets categorized.
Yeah.
Now, the producer of this program, Mark Hsu, has arranged for every participant in Friday's competition to receive a medal.
Oh,
is that correct?
That's nice.
Everybody's getting...
That's how we have to do it,
yes,
right?
Yes, everybody's getting a medal.
I mean, they've never known a time where there was a runner-up or a second place or no trophy, no medal.
That's the prize.
Okay.
If you're the winner, you don't get a better prize than the loser. That is the way...
Exactly.
That's the way it works in life now.
Fine.
And that is... And actually, if you are the winner... The rest of us are going to shame you for being successful.
Right.
That is the way. That's the way that's going to go on Friday's show.
And I'm going to make you buy me lunch.
Yeah. All right. The news this first hour is brought to you by
the Boston area campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Thinking about a career in broadcast media? Connecticut School of Broadcasting gives you the hands-on training you need and the experience employers are looking for. Schedule a studio tour at gocsb.com. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the Boston area. Brought to you also by MyPillow. We all know that Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the 4-pack special, 2 premium bed pillows, and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save. Little update on the government shutdown. The Clemson football team was at the White House yesterday, and initially the president thought that he and the first lady could have made them some salads because, you know, no one's around to cook for them.
Right.
So he didn't think the Tigers would want that, and he wound up buying this smorgasbord of fast food.
Yeah. He bought, because he's an American,
yeah.
He patronized every single fast food brand that there is, KFC, Burger King, Mickey D's, pizza. He got it all, and he laid it right out there for the Clemson Tigers.
The Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. Very great team, an unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight, and I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens.
Guy's a genius.
It's his favorite food.
It is his favorite food.
He loves the fast food.
He does.
He loves the fast food. Here he is describing the array before chowing down with the guys from Clemson.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many french fries. All of our favorite foods. I want to see what's here when we leave.
We have right. A plethora of French fries.
Yes.
An abundance of French fries. We have many, many fries. We don't have a few fries. We have many, many fries. Because this is the Trump White House. Many, many fries.
I have an audio obscure reference from the late 80s that references the way in which the president described the food that was there.
Pizza! Spaghetti! Burger!
He is Chow Daddy.
I love at the end, he says, we'll see what's left. Because yeah. You know he's going to swoop right. down exactly. on that and bring it up to his room.
Listen, there's a government shutdown going on. He's going to be able to feast on that stuff for the next 4 or 5
right.
days.
Yeah, it doesn't leftovers. Really go bad right away.
Right. Leftovers.
Yeah. It'll last for 4 to 5 years.
When I first saw that story, I saw it on Facebook. And I thought it was photoshopped.
Oh,
I thought it was a joke story.
Yeah.
I had to check a couple of different sources.
I love it. And for those of us who are struggling through Dryet January, it was just pure torture to stare at all that delicious food. All right. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Well, some breaking R. Kelly news.
Oh, yes. I wanted to get to this.
He was hospitalized overnight for panic attacks.
Wouldn't you be?
Can't imagine why.
Yes. R. Kelly, I love when they do this. He checked himself into a hospital hoping that somebody somewhere is going to feel sorry for mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. He has panic attacks because he has been having sex with underage girls, hundreds of them, for the last 2 decades. And now everybody knows about it. That's what the panic attacks come from.
TMZ had published a statement and said that we're told the episodes are triggered by the overwhelming backlash that he's getting from celebrities and the general public. He's shocked how the tables have turned, with most people now believing his accusers.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Well, listen, if you participate in our new game this morning at 7:50, which is called R. Kelly Lyric or Not, you will realize that he's probably not that shocked based on some of the song lyrics that he has been writing for the last 20 years. So I did read an update on the woman that we were supposed to have on the show last week, Faith Rogers.
Yes.
And she is being interviewed by the New York police today. And she has been receiving threatening letters from R. Kelly. And she now has Gloria Allred as her attorney.
He's cha-ching. Done.
He's done.
Bag of cash. So that is why she couldn't come on with us, because she was holding off for the bag of cash from, I mean, because she was going to go talk to the authorities. So, all right. R. Kelly is in a hospital, and hope that nobody sends him flowers. And I'm sure he'll check out with a, he'll have like the hoodie over his head so nobody can see, or a blanket over his head or something so nobody can see him. All right. A texter says that millennial Olympian Christine is an absolute smoke.
She
on
is.
Instagram.
Yeah.
No? That's not going to influence, that will not influence the Olympic judges?
No.
It's not like the Russian team where they show up and they have to be drug tested. We're not doing any. We're not doing any smoke testing with the millennial
smoke
Olympians
testing.
On Friday. let's see. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, great show, Greg.
Thank
Welcome
you,
back,
Joe.
Glad
hey,
you're
bud.
Doing all right.
What's up?
Was R. Kelly watching Escape at Dannemora so he knew how to have this panic attack?
Good obscure reference. Good obscure reference. Shu, did you watch either of the new True Detective episodes that are out yet yesterday?
Not yet. That's
please
my plan
do,
for
please
tonight.
Please do.
I wanted. I've been watching Bosch on Amazon. I wanted to finish that and get that out of the way.
Just please.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to start. Yeah.
It is my early prediction from Captain Cable, this new season of True Detective will rival the first season when it comes to content, the deliverability, and how extraordinary. I really believe it is going to be, it might even be better than the first season.
Oh, that's which quite
is
a difficult. Claim, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
True Detective has redeemed itself?
It really has redeemed itself. What else is in the news, Danielle?
Well, there's been a lot of controversy lately over who's going to be hosting certain award shows, and Cheech and Chong have offered to host the Oscars.
Ooh,
love it.
Yeah, right?
I like it.
Love it.
They posted a video on Tommy Chong's Twitter asking users to share.
You know, we've been thinking about this particular question a long time and been talking about it back and forth, and we've decided that we're going to save the Oscars this year. And that we will be the hosts.
Yeah, we're going to be the host. I'll be Frank.
I was going to be Frank.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huh?
That would be a rambling monologue of 15 minutes, and then someone saying, what were we talking about? And then that was the last you'd see.
They would need double the fast food order that the president had at the White House backstage in the green room.
More
for
fries.
Those guys. That's right. All right, why not? All right, it is 6:40. And it is Tuesday, January 15th, and we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So if you would like to participate in today's show, that's one way to do it. You can leave a Hillmail voicemail message at 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. 5463. Leave a Hillmail voicemail message on the panic attack hospitalization of R. Kelly, or on the 0-degree temperature predicted for Arrowhead Stadium for the AFC Championship game, or on any other topic. And we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. This is Matt, who is joining us on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going down?
I'm glad to have you back.
Now, listen, LB is just walking back into the studio. He had an incident. He had an unfortunate incident this morning where he wrote, this is not a part of the Millennial Olympics, but he wrote with a pen on paper his sports report, as he always does, and he lost his sports report.
I'm losing my freaking mind.
Have you found it?
No.
Okay, you haven't found the
sports.
No,
it'll be an abbreviated for sports.
Okay, all right.
I'll keep digging.
I mean, where is it possibly like in the men's room or something?
No, I already checked.
Okay.
I've checked everywhere.
Is maybe, it in the little fridge in the jock lounge?
Is it in the kitchen?
Sometimes
downstairs?
I leave the remote in there.
No. Maybe it's, did you eat it? Maybe you ate it with sauce or something?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Did you try restarting it? Is it plugged in?
All right. So anyway, Matt, there he is. Thank you for wishing him the best. And what are you calling about?
Glad to have him back.
Yes.
I actually just wanted to call because, Danielle, you can double check me on this. I am fairly certain there is a subcategory of age groups called the Xennials.
Yes.
What is that? What is that age?
77 to 83 are the birth years for Xennials.
Okay, 70.
See, now that makes me feel terrible because I thought I fell into that category, but I was born in 84.
Okay. So yes.
So I guess I can't get out of that. Then can I?
No. It's, you know, age is just a number. Just like being a millennial is just a category. Yeah. Not everybody fits into the stereotypes that have been created about the millennials, just like not everybody fits into the stereotype that has been created about the baby boomer or the helicopter parent and by the way, helicopter parent is not a reference to me that Danielle makes about flying to a game at Gillette Stadium or Nantucket or something like that.
No, you just roll up in the Escalade and park next to the field and watch from there.
Right. anyway, we are having the Millennial Olympics in the studio on Friday. And this is David on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, David?
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. How is everybody?
What's Hello. Going on? What's up, David?
Well, Greg, I am one of the gentlemen that heckle you when you run.
Yes. By the way,
and I wanted to let LB know that, David. Yep. Go ahead,
David,
Greg.
Yes. Have you noticed and can you verify increased activity from this elite runner during Dryet January?
Well, I haven't seen you, but my buddy Mike says that you've been out on the road. His dishes are shaking.
You bastard.
But I wanted to let LB know he missed an awesome Winter Classic, and I got him and his son Will some Winter Classic hats. When he's feeling better, I'd like to bump into him and give them to him.
We'll hook up for Wobbly Pops, kid.
All right, bud, and I'm glad you're on the road to recovery, and you guys do a great job, and I'll talk to you later.
By the way, LB's size for the hat is giant dome size.
I got the biggest one they had.
Okay, the size of hat that fits his head would also fit the giant who would be wearing the Tom Brady jacket. Okay, that is the... by the way, I just saw on Tom Brady's Instagram, on Bestie's Instagram this morning, that he is currently at 6:55 inside a walk-in freezer at a restaurant throwing the football to simulate the 0-degree temperature at Arrowhead Stadium.
The guy is dedicated, I'll tell you.
He's got the whole TB12 staff there. Alex Guerrero is in a snowsuit, and they're eating a frozen guacamole ice cream. Of course, wouldn't it always be frozen? Yeah. And they're throwing footballs inside a walk-in cooler. So that means, as LB said yesterday, Pats by 14. All right.
Got it.
Hold on a second because Brian is on the phone. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
What's up? What's up, Brian?
Not much. I was looking to be in the Millennium Olympics.
All right, let me ask you, would you like the first event that we're doing is the Tide Pod eating competition? Would you like to be a part of that?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31.
I was born in 87. I'm in there.
You are. Well, that's the thing is that people, when we say the exact age definition of the millennials, people freak out because they, for whatever reason, they don't want to be identified as a millennial. But are you available on Friday?
I am.
All right. Hang on for a moment and we will get you in here. And
all right.
I think What are we at? Five or six contestants now,
I think that makes six now.
That makes six. I always like to have an extra contestant or two because sometimes people don't sure. show or sure. what have you. So we will have, before the end of the show, we will have all of our contestants lined up for the Millennial Olympics, which are happening in the studio on Friday. A 508 texter wants us to make sure that we have a roller skate key available when it comes to the items.
God.
I think that's.
Genius. I don't even know
that's
what
going,
that's for.
That's going deep. But we have the events so far are we have one category in which you have to identify ancient artifacts from the late 70s or early 80s, and in some cases. They will be difficult, I think, for the millennials to identify. Then we have a physical challenge portion where you have to, with regard to some of those artifacts, you actually have to do a physical activity that is associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Of course.
And then we have a Q&A portion in which you have to answer certain questions that many of you who are millennials may find difficult. So, Millennial Olympics happening on Friday's show. This is Paul. Hey, Paul.
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Joey Kramer still have that coffee shop going on Attleboro?
Rockin' and it wasn't. Was it Joey Kramer?
Yeah.
Rockin' Roasters or whatever. I think it was. Wasn't it? Wasn't it Norwood?
Huh.
I'm not sure. I thought it was Attleboro.
There was one in North
Attleboro.
Yeah, I don't believe it's open any longer, but there was one in North
Attleboro. Yeah, there was one. Why do you ask?
I was wondering, I just bought a new set of wheels. I'm going to check it out someday.
Oh, okay. I see.
That Sumatra blend from Joey Kramer is fantastic,
that is
by the way.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're recommending some sort of a sexual position guide or something like that.
How do you know I wasn't?
The
Kama Sutra with the Sumatra.
I'll take the Sumatra blend for 15.
Mm-hmm. I can't do the Sumatra today because I've got a cramp in my hamstring.
Oh,
well, I'll do the work.
Oh, I don't think you're in any shape either.
That's called missionary.
I'm not sure that you would remember how to do missionary considering that you wrote your entire sports report on paper and you can't find it. And that was 20 minutes ago.
I'm completely flustered, too.
I mean, yes, Danielle.
I saw our buddy Bob Swoop Sweeney at the Bruins game last night, and he was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.